Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to very quiet San Diego Landing.
Yeah, right.
Point Loma. And we have the Bite Sport Fishing crew here, who bases, one of their bases is here at Fisherman's Landing.
Their favorite base.
Yeah, their favorite base. Yeah, West, Jake, and Chief Daddy Brandon's here talking fishing, swordfish, bluefin tuna, white sea bass, yellowtail, what else?
Lobsters.
Halibut, lobsters, yeah. Haven't talked too much about lobsters.
Blue perch.
Yeah, blue perch.
African threadfin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll hear about, let's hear about that. And having a good time talking fishing.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. What a great show. And so fortunate to have these three guys in here hanging out with us talking fishing. And we're stoked to have you, man. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we'd love to hear from you. It's been a very busy morning on the phones. We've got another full hour of taking your phone calls. If you want to get through, it's all packed up right now. But as soon as somebody drops off, that'll be your shot at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is the number on the phones. Or send us a text. Tons of great texts coming through. And if you want to text in a question, again, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just fire up the app. You'll see the tab for text the show and text in your questions to Wes, to Jake, to Brandon. And make sure you include your name and your contact info in case you win that great prize. And again, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win one of the brand new APCO reel bags. Your choice of the medium or the small, really nice bags. They're like a double stacked bags, hold a ton of reels, but a small footprint. They did a really nice job.
Really nice job. Really like that bag. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for that FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by Norisk Lithium Batteries. They're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norisk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. Norisk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norisk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norisk Lithium. Check NoriskLithium.com, or you can go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norisk Lithium battery.
And I might add, too, 1 week from today, James from Norisk Lithium, by popular demand, is going to be right here on Let's Talk Hookup next Saturday,
cool.
7 to 9 a.m. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to lithium batteries and putting them in your boat. So be sure to tune in next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. We're going to be talking lithium batteries with James from Norisk.
Right on. Awesome. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting and start our catch report off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Brandon, Wes, Jake. What a great show, man. I'm having a blast listening to you guys.
Thank
but,
you.
Talking your language.
We got a very special report coming for you here this week. One time only, probably. But
talking shucking muscles or what?
You, hey, don't be jumping the gun here.
Okay.
So,
but
during last week's report, you know, we're talking about the likelihood of some severe weather for this week. And, boy, did we get it. Here at Huntington Beach, we had 3 inches of rain Thursday morning. Just cloudbursted for hours. And along with the rain, we had a world-class southeast, like 30 gusts and 40. Man, it was special. But before all that, you know, conditions were good, relatively speaking. You know, some good signal around for some nice halibuts. There were fish up to 45 pounds caught within the last week or so.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of that 20-pound stuff around. And first good catch of sea bass this year that I'd heard of. Good job, Bob. Congratulations. And but now we got a long stretch of really poor weather coming. This appears to be world class with what we got coming if the forecast verified. Full week of rain and wind and this and that. But if you just got a fish, here is an option for fishing perch in the bay. And without a doubt, because, you know, you get those piling perch around the pilings, obviously, off the docks. You can fish all the riprap here and there. And, you know, a lot of times you don't even have to leave the harbor to have some really good fishing. So the best bait for the harbor fishing is mussels. And here's how to shuck a mussel.
There you go, Ricky.
Been teasing us.
It's coming. All right. So, you know, like most of us, I just, when I was fishing mussels as a kid, I would just kind of set that mussel down on a cutting board, and you got that little hole at the top of the flat end, and you stick your knife down there, and you just cut them in half, and then you try to figure out how to get that goop on the hook. So I was fishing with a friend of mine, George Van Zandt, Big George the Diver, we called him, because his business was diving and cleaning boats. And George, without a doubt, was the most world-class inshore fisherman I've ever fished with. He taught me a ton of cool stuff. So I'm out on the on his little boat called the Chummer, and we got our little cutting board, and we got a bunch of mussels that we pulled off because the weather was poor. And I cut one in half and tried to get the goop on the hook, and he rumbles down with this voice of his, like, "Mark, what in the hell are you doing?" And I go, "Well, I'm trying to get this stuff on the hook." And he goes, "Here, let me show you how to shuck a mussel." So here's what you do, guys. You get, like, a nice 2-inch one is perfect. Doesn't have to be a giant one. And, you know, if you're going to take that 2-inch mussel and fish sheephead out on the rocks and wrecks, use Ricky's favorite method. You just whack it with a rock, crush up the shell, stick a hook in the middle of it, put a rubber band around, and fly line that thing out there. And hold on, man, them big sheeps love that stuff. But fishing in the harbor for the local piling perch, they can be pretty stealthy. So they just like that nice glop of mussel. So here, you're going to hold your mussel, sharp edge down, flat edge up, little opening at the top. And then you take your, you can use like a paring knife that's been dulled off, or a oyster shucker, they call them. And instead of going down and cutting the shell, you know, cutting through to cut the mussel to open the thing, you go in sideways through that little hole, because there's a mussel in the mussel called the adductor mussel. That's what holds the two shells together, and, you know, tightly, as we all know. So you go in sideways through that little hole, scrape the mussel loose from the mussel, and then, so I do mine first to the left, then go to the right. So you scrape that adductor mussel loose from the outer shell, and then the whole thing flops open. You scrape it out, and you're able to put your hook through that mussel with all the other meat still attached. So you get a nice glop that's castable and fishable. And I'm telling you what, guys, for fishing in the harbor, well, anywhere, really, but all that local perch and bass and big, giant jack smelt and stuff, you know, we don't fiddle with it this time of year, but on 4- and 6-pound tests with a small hook, you can just have a blast at a time of year that we don't get a lot of options.
There you go.
All right. So, Ricky?
There you go.
Well done. Get the kids down there and get some mussels on there.
So apparently there is a way to do it other than just smashing it with a rock and firing up there.
You just described Jake's afternoon.
What?
Well, I must say that probably the Fish Dope guys are not going to have that information on Fish Dope, but they are going to have all the information you need to go fishing inshore and offshore. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. That's lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, if we don't get washed away. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, with what they're talking about in the weather forecast, with 6 inches of rain here over the next couple days, who knows what we're going to be talking about next week?
Yeah, for sure. It's been quite the wet time here. Mark, I would imagine that there's going to be a new product on the shelf at Pacific Edge, and that's mussel shuckers, right?
We've actually got some more on order, yeah.
All right, see? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
You know, it's just one of them little things, you know, that separates the men from the boys in terms of guys that – you know, really like to get into their fishing.
There you go. Hey, thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We got it. We'll see you.
All right.
Appreciate that. While we're waiting for our buddy Marcos, we get rolling. We had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Could you give me a rundown on what setup you guys like for fishing leadhead and squid fishing for sea bass? Also, do you let that presentation just sink out? Do you jig it around on the bottom, or do you wind it home? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
All right. Who's the sea bass guy?
Go, Jake.
All of us. It's just kind of how we were talking about pulling our rods earlier. It's kind of your preference, really, what you're going to fish. The Catalina side of things, we fish the kelp cutter rig, and we fish Spectra to a short shot of a heavy fluoro, 50, 60, 80, whatever you want. So for that, usually like a 30 or 40-pound rod. If we fish the Phoenixes. It kind of just depends on your preferences. I would say like a good basic setup is like a Trinidad 16 or a Torium 16 with some sort of graphite rod. Maybe like a 909 is a good one. 909, 909H from Phoenix. Those are great like graphite light rods you can hold all day, so you're not getting fatigued as you're pumping your lead head around all day. But it just all comes down to preference, really. Just I would say, like, you take advantage of these shows that we got going on right now, go down to the different rod dealers and just pull on rods. I've always found that actually, like, pulling on a blank is a better way to find a rod that better fits you than just like having somebody tell you a set of numbers based on like a model number for a rod. So I would say go down and just feel what feels best. Talk to the guys, maybe like Seeker, Phoenix, those guys know exactly what they're talking about too when it comes down to picking out a rod. But
what about what's on the end of the hook? Are you fishing a leadhead and squid? Are you fishing sliding egg sinker?
Leadhead and squid or a sliding sinker, anywhere from like a 3/4 to 1.5 ounce, depending on our current that we're fishing in. It all changes. But leadhead and squid and slider is a great, basically. That's basically what we're fishing most of the time.
Does the bait hit the bottom, or do you try to swim it through a particular column of the water? Does it totally vary?
It varies, but for the most part, that fish is going to be like within a few feet of the bottom as far as the Catalina side of things goes.
Keeping the bait moving, or are you just letting it sit there?
Pumping it around. Not crazy. I mean, you just mimic a squid. You see a squid kind of just like gently flows up and down through the water column. You don't want to rip it around like a yo-yo jig, but you just want to give it a nice little subtle pumps.
Big difference between live or fresh dead?
Not at all. That's a huge overlooked thing, is people are very stressful and we have to have the live squid. We catch most of our fish on frozen that we've bagged ourselves.
Yeah.
Quality frozen.
I was going to ask you, you hear both sides of it, or all sides of whatever you say, when it comes to bagging squid and things like that. Is there a process that you guys follow that you think is better than another? Does it just go into a Ziploc and however it comes out, it comes out? Or do you have a particular process on when you have lit up some squid and you got enough to scoop it up and save some for the future? What's the West method?
Ideally, just either comes right out of the bait tank or right out of the crowder or whatever. Once you've got your live taken care of and you've got access, just straight into the bag of live, right onto ice as fast as possible. And then, you know, if you're fishing, then as soon as you get done with your trip. But if you're just on a bait making trip and you've got your bait, I would get back home and get that in the freezer as fast as possible.
You hear about guys wanting to, you know, you got to get the ink out of it, and you got to rinse it, or, you know, all those things. You like to
keep doing
as,
that, guys.
As live as possible into that bag onto ice.
Yeah. And you know, the bag.
Keep that ink in there, right?
Yeah, it'll be almost like solid purple when you pull it out of the freezer, and that's
you know, what you're after.
That's your stuff.
Seems like that's what the fish likes, so I like it. Yeah.
Awesome.
But if we've, you know, in times of need, we fish big white stinkers, and those seem to get bit too when that's all you got, you know?
Yeah, if they're biting, they're biting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, well, we're going to continue on with our catch report. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Great.
It's good.
Hopefully a little drier today in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, like I said, a pretty slim report today. We had some weather during the week there, which is, you know, not unusual for this time of year, but when they are getting out there, those half-day trips, very good white fishing, whitefish, occasional bass sculpin in the mix there. Pretty good overall, and we've had some really beautiful weather in the midst of all this rain and wind. We are getting out this morning, so we'll see how that goes. Definitely check the schedule, check the weather for the next 2 days here if you want to go. We'll be going out as long as it's safe. And you can check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Has a full schedule up there for the half days. got some whale watching tips if you just want to get out on the water. Maybe you're not ready to go fishing. You can put the gear away or get it fixed if you just want to get out on the water. Whale watching there. Coming up, we have some Dana Hassan, the tribute. Coming up on leaving Friday, so definitely check the schedule for that. He's going down to Colnett there. Good way to get some great winter fishing in. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You know, come down and visit us in person. New restaurant's open next door. Charlie's Landing, they got started serving on Thursday. We've had some food there. It's really good. I mean, we've just had a string of really good restaurants there. So definitely worth checking them out, coming down, getting your gear ready to go for next season, and get out there fishing.
Right on, Marcos. Well, a great report, and deal with a little bit of weather, get through this, and we'll get right back on them again. Appreciate it, as always, and look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that wraps up the Catch Report today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it's happening now. We talked to Tim and Marilee about it last week. The all-new and easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trips. Plus, with the addition of the new team members, they're going to continue to make Fisherman's Processing far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Terry? He's calling us from L.A. Gardens this morning. Good morning, Terry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning there to the best charter company in San Diego.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, always enjoy fishing with you guys, all three of you. I haven't fished with Brennan for a while, but I'll take Jake or Wes anytime. My question is for Brandon is, when are you coming out with the next bite?
I've been asking myself that for a while. I'm hoping this year. I have pieces finished and I'm grinding on it, but I had a few things fall out, and I'm working on a big 40-plus page feature on I don't want to spoil it, but a very prominent Southern California sport fishing figure. That's a ton of work, and I'm not totally in my writing groove, so we're grinding through that, and I'm hoping to have it done this year. When exactly, I don't know, but I still owe subscribers two issues. My plan for the bite is to finish those two issues at some point, and then turn into a true coffee table hardbound book, and so upgrade it even more. So I think the next two issues are going to be really great ones. They're going to have a unique feel, and I've never explored writing a 40-plus page feature before.
Yeah.
Hewlett, my friend, who's my editorial mentor, he's done giant 60, 80-page pieces for Surfer's Journal, so he's guiding me through that process. The assets are the most difficult thing, photos and such, but there's something that I definitely feel needs to be done with the last two issues, and so I'm working on that right now.
In your spare time.
In my spare time.
There you go. Hey, Terry, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text from Ted here in San Diego. He says, hi, gents. Would love to get out on the Freeman, but don't have five friends. Do you have midweek open party trips?
We do. We do charters where an entire group takes it. It could be one to six people. And then through Fisherman's Landing, we always do open parties. In years past, we've had a standing open party, like every Wednesday is an open party or something like that. We'll do that this year. I'm thinking this year we might do Monday, Tuesday open parties, or whichever one of those 2 days is open, so a guy can always come out and do it like that. I've tried to get a winter run going down here, kind of like what we have up north. I just could never get any traction. Like, it sounds great to do Baja Coast trips or San Clemente Island trips in January, February, March. It's just a tough trip to get out on. So when the bluefins show up, we'll 100% do open parties, and you can search it through the Fisherman's Landing website.
Okay.
It'll all populate, and yeah.
Five on your Freeman works out pretty well?
Five's great, yeah.
Five's
sure
great.
We do five.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's a good crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what about on the Parkers?
Parker, we take four.
Take four.
Four,
yeah,
max.
Four max.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you going to run besides the other?
Well, we have...
You're going to bounce around.
I'm going to bounce around. I'm trying the Fisherman's Landing 28 that Vinny ran.
Okay.
That boat.
So you have two 28s in the fleet.
Yeah, that boat's for sale. Nice. We have some plans to sell Wes's boat and for him to get a center console as well, but he's going to run the Parker again this year.
Okay.
So the other 28's for sale, and I'm going to get another smaller catamaran with those funds, or I will regardless. But in the meantime, we have that boat until it sells.
Gotcha.
That boat has brand new engines, the entire electronics package from Yamaha in
really?
Autopilot, everything. Yeah.
Whoa.
And it's an incredible boat.
How much you sell it for?
$140
$140
If you had to put
and it's got brand new power.
If you had to put that engine package on, that's like a $85,000 engine package.
What's the package?
It has Yamaha 300s on it.
300s, wow.
Yeah, it's the brand new all integrated Yamaha system. So we pulled the Garmin autopilot out. It's a Yamaha autopilot.
Really?
It is nails to the degree. Like that boat is incredible. So I'm asking $150. I would take $140 if you were to buy that boat brand new. Believe it or not, it'd be like $260, $270 for a brand new 28 Parker.
Tower, the whole deal.
And this has the of all the Parkers on the coast, this is the best. It has the best engine package.
Yeah.
For sure.
The 600 horsepower thing flies.
Flies.
Where does one find that?
Flies. You can, right in front of the landing, sitting there.
Yeah. And you contact you at Bitesport Fishing if you're interested in it.
Yep. Exactly.
$140
$140
With brand new engines and the brand new package.
Yep. If you twisted Wes's arm, he'd probably sell his Parker for $90, but that boat has 3,400 hours on it.
Yeah.
Needs a repower. And
on 300s?
300s as well,
Yeah.
I mean, we make our business model around getting 5,000 hours out of an engine, so we save every hour the boat runs and have our little formula. But I've got 6,000 hours out of engines before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's Yamaha.
They don't
break.
Our 350s, the guys at West Coast said we've never seen a set of 350s with this many hours on them.
Wow.
Yeah. We put some hours on.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you do.
But with a Yamaha, that's like the best thing you can do. You know, I mean, running those things all the time is the best thing you can do for them.
Yeah, in season, they never really cool off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah. I'd rather have a boat that has hours on it that has ran versus one that hasn't ran in two or 3 years and has low hours. Like, we're fixated on the number of hours, but the recreational guy's never going to put 4,000 hours on his boat anyways.
No. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, it has pretty much brand new engine.
And if you have a boat that needs repower, Yamaha has this deal going on right now where you get the extended service agreements up to 6 years of factory factory warranty along with the engine. So it's a spring deal that goes through March 31st. So your local Yamaha deal will give you more details. So if you're looking to repower, this is a really good time on Yamaha.
Like if you're going to go buy one at a boat show?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like the Bart Hall Show. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Bart.
Good. And I just want to say that I've been a fan of Brandon's for a long time. I'm not sure he's a fan of mine, but I'm a fan of his. Everybody knows stuff about fishing in the fishing industry, but he communicates it very well. That's probably why he's a writer as well. So
I appreciate that, Bart, and I appreciate you immensely. And the shows were such a springboard for me and did so much heavy lifting for myself and others. So thanks for that.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing for me, Brandon, is that I got so much of that this week as the Long Beach show was ending. It was overwhelming for me, really. So many great people, you know, Frank Cassetti and the people from CalStar, everybody just came up and just was so complimentary about how our family has been instrumental in their success as well. And so it was very moving for me. But, Pete, I got to tell you, when I saw Rick there and Dallas and his two children, I said, that's why we do this show, right there. And it was really great. And then on Saturday, I was telling people, you know, we had the symposium for women that Pat McDonald put together. It was fabulous. We had the thing with the fishing game that we do, Fish and Wildlife, and that was good, too. But all of a sudden on Saturday, it's packed. The dealers are happy. The people are happy. And I walk out onto the patio. You have the trout pond. You have the ducks. You have the casting from the city. You have the air gun range. You have the dogs down below. You have food trucks everywhere, people sitting under progressive signs having a wonderful time. And it was the most fun I have ever had at a hall show ever that day. Saturday was so much fun for me. And
fabulous weather, too.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was 76 degrees. People were sitting outside. And, you know, it was just so nice, like, to have CalStar back. I mean, that was just gorgeous. It was fun, a lot of fun. But, you know, we're not just a tackle show. We are in the business of celebrating outdoor recreation. I was finally able to get a really nice overland display, which we haven't had before. You know, we've become the de facto boat shows in California, or probably in the West. You know, we have had over 150 boats there. We'll have 150 in Del Mar. We'll have almost 200 at our boat show in early March in Pomona. So, anyway, it's just been, it was a lot of fun. You know, last year it was really hard for Ginny and I, but now we have a great staff with Bill Varney and Pat McDonald and Jonathan Hall, and we have Jay Settle's nephew, Susie, his wife, and we have Pierre, who's, Susie and Pierre are geniuses in this stuff, and Katie Hall, of course, right there side by side with Ginny and I, and all the other people who help us. And it's really starting to come together, and I'm really excited. Now, the good news is, Turner's told me, you know, they really killed it. They had some really great deals. He says, you know, I think I'll be out of them by mid. I don't think I'll get through Del Mar. I says, well, good. You know, well, was, yeah.
So, now, Del Mar is so, coming up here just a couple weeks here, February 15th through the 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and another great show from Bart Hall. And you ready to do it again, Mark?
Yeah, I'm actually looking. You know, I always like Del Mar. It's my favorite show. Long Beach is a little bit overwhelming just because of a lot of the stuff. You know, being at a convention center is difficult. There's so many rules and regulations. It's so expensive. So you're always on your. But in Del Mar, it's a lot more relaxed, and you get to visit with people. And the cigar tent gets a lot more use.
Yeah, it's a fun show coming up at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 15th through the 18th. It's like around the corner here, a week and a half, less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, we'll be down there on the 10th. We'll see you on the 11th.
Yes,
looking forward
to that. In the studio. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, Bart, great to hear from you. Glad Long Beach was such a success, and we're really looking forward to being at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 15th.
Thank you, Alan. Thank everybody who's been part of our lives as we go forward here, and for those who have come back with us, it's been really gratifying. I just want to publicly thank everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, Bart. We had a great time. Appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more text messages, and a whole lot more with the boys from Bike Sport Fishing. You're listening to the Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the giant 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 7th to the 10th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus fantastic seminars and a free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry. From catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico, bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 7th to Sunday, March 10th. The 14th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
us.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We develop the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Absolutely every single phone line packed solid. If you want to get your chance, 213-432-1090.
Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Cheer? He's calling us from Cardiff this morning. Hey, Cheer, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete and Brandon, Wes, and especially Jake.
Your man.
Especially Jake. He's my man, I'm telling you. I've been with him four times and had a blast every single time. But this last year, the reason why I'm calling is, you know, you guys are describing what it's like to go on a trip. But here's a perspective from one of your customers. I mean, we went down August 9th, right? So we had a trip on the Freeman, and I took my son and my son-in-law and myself, three guys on the Freeman, and I had dreams of bluefin, right? I want to see my son and my grandson hook up to them. I mean, granted, they're like almost 40 years old, my son, the grandson, I mean, my son and son-in-law. But I get down to the dock, you know, Jake goes, oh, just show up around 8. Wow, that's pretty nice. We get down there, we go fuel up, and he goes, so where do you want to go? We could go out for yellowfin and blah, 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 you know, or we can go trophy hunting. And I said, come on, man, let's go trophy hunting. Well, it's 9 o'clock, right? And we got to go to the west side of San Clemente, and we're on the Freeman. Oh, my goodness, what a trip that was. What, 50 miles an hour, and it took less than 2 hours to get there? It was phenomenal. We get there. And, you know, one of the things that's amazing is that, you know, if you go on a big sport boat, you don't get to do the kite thing. I mean, you grab the rod when there's a hookup. But on the Freeman or on the 28, you're part of the crew. So you get to do it. You're flying the kite and, you know, setting the hook on the. Anyway, it was so exciting to be a part of that whole thing. And we ended up the day with three bluefin, one about 115, I think one was about 160, and the other was about 170. And wow, what an exciting trip. We ended the day at about 7 o'clock. We were back at the dock by 9.
What a rad day.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Amazing.
So it was amazing. The new powered Freeman with that had that was with the old 350s. Now this one has Yamaha 450s. How fast is Cheer going to get to the west side of Clemente?
Double speed.
Well, that depends. Is Jake responsible for fuel now? Yeah. It'll be about 2.5 hours now.
Is it going to be about the same speed, just more fuel efficient, or
it'll be faster just for Cheer?
Just for Cheer.
Just for Cheer.
All right. Cool. Cheer, great to hear from you.
Buddy.
Thanks a lot. And I'm sure you're booking your trips on Bite Sport Fishing with Jake here this coming year.
Especially Jake.
Yeah. Especially Jake. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hey, there is a guy named Joe from Oceanside, and I think it might be the Joe from Oceanside.
There's only one Joe.
There's only one.
Yeah,
and he says, do you like dropper loop knot or three-way swivel?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Joe, what do you expect,
totally.
Right? Yeah.
I don't fish a lot of dropper loops. I use a lead head and just fish it like a dropper loop, so I hit the bottom and wind up a couple times.
Uh-huh.
The guys drift more halibut and know more about that than I do, so if you guys are going to drift halibut exclusively, like after you get sea bass limits, do you tie a dropper loop or do you do the three-way swivel?
I've always tied just a spider hitch. That's always just been the simplest go-to for me, just tie it in, you're good to go, tie your hook on. I know a lot of the Channel Labs guys like the 308 symbols because they think it doesn't get as tangled. But for me, I've always liked the spider hitch just because you have a double leader and it's a lot simpler to tie.
So you just straight spider hitch, just tie your knot with a double leader. And
yep, spider hitch, Palomar hook on, you're good to go. Same thing.
Wow.
Right. Same with U.S.?
Depends. how many spider hitches have I had to tie this week, right? Because there's something about the Channel Islands that just the current or the rocking in the boat, it just seems to really want to twist up your leg.
It's
so
tough on your gear.
Well, not only that, but half the time you're thinking, is my bait even fishing or is it twisted up around my line?
Yeah.
So using those three-way swivels with a real short, stiff piece of fluorocarbon seems to eliminate a lot of the spinning up.
Okay.
That's good. That's good dope there.
Really good information, for sure.
Hey, I had another great text come through. It says, guys, can you give me a good recommendation on a 12-volt squid light? Does color seem to make a difference? That's from Brent in Torrance.
So 12-volt, like you just clip it onto your battery, it's hard to step to that original Hydroglow. I don't know what the status is of that, and if they still sell them during the coastal sea bass era, that 4-foot kind of...
Green tube.
Green tube, thank you, was great. Didn't work as well at the islands for whatever reason, but on the coast it worked great. But yeah, a great clip-on Hydroglow. They made the kind of smaller one that fits in your hand later on. Maybe kind of eBay or Google one of those up. But that was the one that I can speak to that always worked well in the past.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Great.
Well, good morning.
Yeah. So my question, I got a question for Pete, and then I got a question for you guys. And for Pete, where's the best place you've ever gone diving? And is there anything on your bucket list that you haven't done yet to go diving? And then, do you guys still have any openings for lobster trips this year?
So the place I just was is. That was the bucket list, and it exceeded my expectations. It was that good.
Wow.
The Rajang Pah in Indonesia is, it's beyond anything that I've ever seen. I've dove a lot of different places, not super exotic places, but it's like diving on steroids. And every of the 40 dives that I did, every single one was different. I mean, they're a lot of the same. You see a lot of the same creatures, but every single one had something unique about it, and that's what's so unique about Rajang Pah. It has the most biodiverse fish, corals and such like that. There's hundreds and thousands of different things that you see there, and every day was different. Every dive,
up to
3 to 4 dives.
What's the average depth that you're in?
We dove anywhere from 10 to 80 feet, 90 feet maybe was the deepest, but most of the life is like 20 to 40 feet. And the shallower you get, sometimes it's even more life than anything. So, there's so much. Water clarity was not the most impressive water clarity I've ever seen. You know, I've had places where you go 100-foot visibilities. We had probably an average of 45-foot visibility. Some days were 60 feet, which is more than enough. But the reason there's not as much water clarity is because there's so much plankton in the water, which generates fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the more plankton in the water, the more life you saw,
mm-hmm.
which is true anywhere in the world. So,
absolutely.
But yeah, it's if you are a diver and you want to go on an unbelievable experience, go experience Indonesia. There's a lot of different places in Indonesia. This is just one area of Indonesia that we were, Rajang Pah, which is considered one of the most biodiverse in the world. But there's other places that the guys on that I was on a boat called the Aranui, which is a incredible wooden vessel. But when we were in the harbor in Sarong, which is Western New Guinea, basically, there was probably 100 different dive operation boats in there. And a lot of them are pretty much that Indonesian wooden boat, like 90 feet, something like that. But what made Aranui's unique is only 16 passengers, 22 crew, They put your help you put your wetsuit on. They put your fins on for you. It was just like you didn't have to do anything but just jump in the water and go diving,
oh, cool.
Which is really cool. Yeah. So, and I'll talk more about it tomorrow. But it was a dream come true for me, for sure. That
trip. Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what about your section?
Lobster, we start running again next weekend. Well, we have this weather, but we're off to the races from now until Christmas. We took our time off, and typically February and March, you can almost guarantee you're going to have good sea bass fishing the last week of lobster.
Oh.
And lobster's usually good to excellent as well.
Right.
At Catalina.
Because it kind of gets into that spawning mode.
Yeah. You know, scurry back up and it takes a different form. So we're wide open for those trips.
Pretty much exclusively Catalina for lobster?
Yeah, we've done it in the Santa Monica Bay and Palos Verdes before and caught sea bass up there as well, but it's been a few years, huh, since we went up there.
I haven't been up there in probably three seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hit that pretty hard for a year or two and decimated that place too. Lobsters, you can catch them all. Like, you can see the difference. Like, if you're, especially up there, remember we were running three boats sometimes, slapping out all the gear, limits, guaranteed limits, just always catching lobster. And like after a couple weeks of it, you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
we don't have 20 in our first set. Something's wrong.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Wow. And Catalina is the mecca for lobster. Those lobster just taste better.
Taste the best. The grade. Jake can speak to this. And the cool thing about island lobster, Catalina, is this background, this setting, the smell. The smell of the mesquite coming off the hillside, being close to the island, you know, like it's an amazing place to do it.
It's for sea buffalo and, you know, whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many times do you get boarded by fish and game over there?
We do get boarded a lot.
They seem to like watch that place like crazy. So, just if you go there, be sure your paperwork is in order.
We've never had a citation for anything undersized fish or anything that involves game at all.
Yeah.
You know, so you just keep it tight on the lobsters, and when you're dealing with passengers, you got to debrief them. But you can plan on getting checked there.
Yeah,
you will if you go there. Awesome. If you're there on a Friday night, you're getting checked.
And they're on your swim step before you even know they're there.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
They're
so
stealthy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's not their first time.
Yeah.
Almost like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. It's a great resource, and I'm glad that they're there to protect it.
Absolutely.
And it's all good, but you're going to get checked there.
Yeah.
And lobster cards, if you lobster after midnight, you have to fill out another date.
Yes.
Right? We're on a new day now, so a lot of recreational guys are like, let's do one more step, but they didn't fill out their day after midnight, and there's not a lot of warnings these days, you know?
No.
So we've always done that and filled out our second day of log. And done what we're supposed to do, but as a rec guy, keep that in mind over there because a lot of people have got tickets for that.
That's another really good tip.
That's a really good tip.
Save a few bucks.
So if you get a limit on from 11 to 12, and can you get another limit if you have a 2-day permit from 12 to 1?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We used to do a lot of 2-day trips, which we don't do anymore because they were difficult on the crew and you had to catch a lot of lobsters in 2 days legally in California. You can, if you leave before noon on day one, right. So I would, when I ran out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, I would leave at 11:52 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
We would go over there. You can catch one limit up until 11:59, and then you start a new logbook. You start a new lobster card, and then you can harvest the second limit as well. Terry Wade came with me on a trip where we had 2 wahoo and double limits of lobster.
Jeez. 2 wahoo?
Yeah, but you have to fill out the second day of lobster card, and if you're a CPFE, a second day of a logbook, and you cannot return until after 12:01 the next day.
Right. Yeah, so you can't return.
Right.
So you have to be out for
12 hours.
24 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah. You got to spend at least 12 hours of each day to take it to 2-day limit.
And I did a ton of those trips. So did Wes. Literally, another guy who worked for me, I literally broke a man by offering those trips. Like,
broke him or broke him in?
But he was a broken person when he came out. They're hard on the crew. We'll still do them with regulars and such. You got to bring a second captain, and it's tough on a smaller boat. We can totally do it, and it's a really fun experience, especially if you're fishing at the beginning and the end of it. But we used to do a ton of those. A ton of those.
Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, you have a great text, huh?
Sure, yeah, definitely. This is from John in San Diego. It says, it seems like bluefin tuna fishing continually evolves from year to year, new techniques from 1 year to the next. What do you boys think the next step in evolution will be for our bluefin tuna fishery out of San Diego? That's from John in San Diego.
Gosh, I don't know. Hopefully they're just right back on the kite full speed again. That's
That's your favorite.
It's
crowd pleasing.
It's visually exciting, and you know, you're hooking them on the right gear, so pretty much anyone can wind one in. Last year we did a lot of jig fishing, and that can be tricky on a small boat with four or five guys casting, and then if you do hook the one you're looking for on a 9-foot rod, you're really important at that point. Yeah.
Wes, you've been through every part of like the bluefin cycle, when it was yummy flyers and then frozen flyers and casting lures and California flyers and all those things. Like, given all of them, if the fish were going to present themselves in any one way, what is your favorite way? What's your favorite way to catch them? And like, what do you prefer the most? Running the boat.
If it was like me, Brandon, and Jake, jig fishing, you know, that's like
lure.
The more fun for me. It's like we used to have excellent surface iron yellowtail fishing around here, and it's just not been the same in the last few years. So that's like catching a 100-pound yellowtail on a jig. But with customers, you know, the kite is just so fun because they're engaged, they're interacting, they're on the rod, they're watching the bait, we're in constant communication, and then, you know.
With dead flyers?
Dead flyers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the bite on that, just sometimes they woof it down the first time. Other times it might be 5 or 6 attempts before they get the hooks, and it's just so much fun, you know. Even I've seen it, I don't know how many times, and I still start giggling like a kid.
Doesn't ever get boring.
No. Yeah.
Get that jolt of adrenaline in the first few seconds. The bluefin fishery is amazing. In short, it's the fact that we have that and it's become the new norm is just so mind-blowing.
So mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully the trend this year is they're closer.
Let's win.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Robert in Canyon Country is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Robert, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Not a problem, guys. Great show as usual. So I have two questions. One, on the white sea bass, white flukes, something on a lead head, or do you prefer bait, or do you put the two together in a lead head with a squid? And my second question is, what's it cost to go on one of those kite trips?
So to answer your question about the fluke, the white fluke's a great thing. We've used it forever. It's just got blown out last year. Never use them together. You never want a squid and a fluke together. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of each one. We're always going to prefer the bait over the fluke, just because it's a lot easier to use than everything else. The fluke does have a purpose, though, especially the Chalons game, or I've been kind of experimenting with the Catalina and using it in the place of a dropper loop. That way you just always have a bait fishing. So you can kind of just mess around with it that way. But to answer your question, we're always going to prefer the bait over a fluke. And our offshore trips for the Freeman, we do $5,500 for full day offshore. That includes the kite and all the gear and everything to use. The Parkers, or what is the Parker, Wes?
Today, it's $3,650 for a charter, or $915 a person. And then once the season gets rolling, it's going to be $4,000 for the charter, or $1,000 a head.
So you can save $400 by booking now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same with the Freeman?
Freeman prices are staying the same. So we're not raising our Freeman rates.
On the Freeman rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about frozen flyers and things like that? Is that something that a guy needs to bring? Is that something that's part of the trip? I mean, the helium, the balloon, like all the cost
factors. All the expensive stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like the things that you don't think about. I mean, just it's quick to think, you know, it's easy to not think about it, but I mean, when you're talking a balloon that costs $10 and there's $40 worth of gas to keep it floating, and a $30 bait and a $30 hook rig, and, you know, a $40 wind on leader, I mean, there's multiple $100s before the bite happens.
Right.
That's all part of the...
It's like Brandon said, just like bringing your favorite rod and reel, you know, if you have flyers and you want to use your flyers, we'll absolutely send them out, but if you showed up with a backpack and your fishing license, we're going to have everything you need on the boat. So.
All included in the price.
Oh, yeah.
On those open party trips, we always said we have 3 flyers per person.
Right.
We've never charged someone for an extra flyer, and there's been trips we've gone through 20 of them, whatever it takes. You know what I mean? So we bring plenty of flying fish and
do you catch your own, or...?
We've caught our own in the past. We've done that before. G. Paul's one of a really good bud, and he's like our bait guy. Like, he should come on the crew trip with us. He does so much for us. So we get our flying fish from him. Terry's a good buddy too, and if G. Paul's out or we don't have him, we get him from him as well. So we're pretty connected in the flyer world.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Matt has a question here. He says, "Morning, guys. Great show. Question for Brandon: with all your amazing boats in your fleet, what are some of the upgrades to the boats that impress you most?"
Oh, man, all of them. I mean, I've reinvested heavily back into this business in all ways, right?
Yeah.
Starting from the beginning all the way up. Jake's boat is getting the new engines, obviously, this year. The new engines, new tower, new controls. I mean, straight up, that's a $130,000+ project, plus the tower, $150,000 upgrade.
Wow.
We put two slammers in his boat this year, so that the Freeman has an option of under deck bait tanks, essentially.
Okay.
Ours were not plumbed for that. They were plumbed as like a cooler fish storage type thing. Mm-hmm. So we plumb those, so that boat has incredible bait capacity. You can throw bait for bluefin on a skiff level all day long.
How cool is that?
You can also use it to tank up and fill the other boats up with bait. The 28 that's for sale, that just got a brand new engine package and all that other stuff, $100,000 last year.
Whew.
Wes's boat got new engines 3 years ago, but we put on 1,200 hours a season. Sure. You know,
plus new towers,
new electronics. What kind of electronics?
We went with Simrad.
Yeah.
You guys have always been on the forefront of like bigger motor. I remember when the 23 was the boat that everybody fished. You were the first one to go to the bigger motor, and it seems like the same thing with the bigger boats.
Yeah. It's less, you go through less lowers, it's less hard on the equipment and everything, so the initial shock of the price of the bigger engine is a lot, but you're going to get more time out of it. Okay. I feel like other charter boats in the landscape don't look at the per hour cost of running engine and repowering, and we're starting to see guys fold.
Yeah.
Right? There's less and less boats, whereas there's more and more and more prior.
Sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new AFCO reel bag. Crazy 2 hours goes by that quick. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I want to thank you for visiting our shows over the last 76 years. Many of you hearing this will have caught your first fish at the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond. And this year at the Bart Hall Shows, February 15th to 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, we are going to gather once again to celebrate the passion of outdoor recreation. Please come and join us. And while you're there, stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California booth and become a member. California needs your help, and CCACAL is the only organization with any chance of protecting our fishing access. This year, CCACAL will start the Star Tournament in Southern California. This is one of the nation's most successful fishing tournaments, but it is the first time it's been introduced to California. Win fabulous prizes, including a brand new Parker boat and Yamaha motor. Learn all the details of the Star Fishing Tournament at the CCACAL booth at the Bart Hall Shows. Details at hallshows.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state of the art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. All right, we're going to find out. Brandon's going to do us the honors flipping the prize coin. Today we have a caller as the winner. Congratulations to Terry in L.A. Gardens. You got yourself a brand new AFCO reel bag. Congratulations. Back up, Terry. You're going to love that bag.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bite Sport Fishing Charters. Right now you're offering on the Parkers 2023 pricing, and the price is going up $400 like after this show.
Yeah.
So if you want to book prime dates, now's the time.
Yep, and our lobster sea bass trips are substantially softer, less fuel.
Yeah.
And takes everything from you. So, yeah, we're easy to find. Just Google us or give me a call, but easy to find online. If you want to give me a call, 949-212-0719. And even with the guys being owners, I'm still the secretary.
You're still the secretary and the booking
more
agent.
More than ever.
Bite, B-I-G-H-T, sportfishing.com.
Yep, exactly.
B-I-G-H-T, sportfishing.com. Or open party trips through Fisherman's Landing.
Exactly.
All right. Very good, guys. Thanks a lot for being here. Hey, thanks to Christian for manning the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. The men from Cal and Eric from Cal's Custom Reels going to be here tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Have a great day.